Blog Talk Radio.
This is from, this again points out the essential contradiction.
This will be the first show we
contradiction.
Make.
And yeah. There is a contradiction, right?
You know, I know. I'm
he preaches against materialism, but fills his garage with a Rolls Royce, a new Cadillac, a new Lincoln,
no.
A new camper.
Two Rolls Royces.
Two Rolls Royces.
Now, I wish he was here, the man who wrote it.
Well,
I preach against material things.
Yes.
When have I ever preached anything against material? I don't preach against material things. I teach our people and our religion that heaven is not on earth. I say heaven is not up in the sky. I mean, heaven is on earth. Hell is not underground. Hell is on earth. The white man has told you heaven is in the sky and hell is underground, and he takes everything in the middle. He's got all the factories, all the hotels, all the motels, all the legs, the land. I say heaven is a good condition on earth. This is what we preach. I don't preach this material things. And another reason I have material things, not because I want them, not because I see a watch today I want to buy in the Hilton Hotel. The watch costs $6,000. I'm getting a watch for a reason. I have my Rolls Royces for a reason. I have the things I buy for a reason. Black people in America, I'm ready for you. Black people in America do not respect, even the world, people, the average man out here. Why am I on your show, Whoop George Foreman? Why can I get up and talk so bold on TV? Because I'm the heavyweight champion. I was just another nigga out there working. I wash some dishes, and my opinion don't mean a damn thing. I know
right,
that.
Right.
But let me tell you another. Why do I buy pretty cars? Because all of the educated people we're trying to convert to the Islamic faith. The thing is, you all don't have nothing. Elijah Muhammad Ali used to have a little old house, a real house, trying to be humble, and all the Negro preachers of Christianity will say to their followers, how can Elijah Muhammad be from God? He lives in a shack. Shouldn't God be able to bless him with a nice home? He wanted to be humble. He could have had a big home. He drove a little old car in his younger days trying to be humble. But they think you don't have nothing. People don't respect you when you look like you don't have no money. So I got to buy diamonds. I got to be the heavyweight champion. I got to have a Rolls Royce. So when I pull up to that other black man with a Rolls Royce, hey, my brother, come on down to the Muslim temple today. I want you to hear the sermon of Allah. It was a pretty car. Where that watch come from? Oh, my man. Come on over. And they listen. You got to have something. Most people will join a church. You get a Catholic church, any kind of church, and build a church and put gold seats in it, put diamond carved speakers on the wall, put carpet in that church, and watch how many followers you will have in your church. Let another man preach a better word of God. Let him have a little house with a storefront, and he won't hardly have no followers. People are in this world, we love wealth. They respect people with money. So I have to buy these things, line them up. I'm fixing up a home in Chicago, English-style house, 14 bedrooms, 60 years old. It will cost $1 million to build. I paid $100,000 for it. I'm putting all new furniture from Beirut, Lebanon. It's going to be a plus-plus house. I'm never at home. But when I invite people over to talk to me, and they ding, punch the bell, dong, 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 dong. And my chauffeur come in the door, oh, yes, Mr. Ali, be out in 20 minutes. I have to set upstairs for 30 minutes and make him wait so he'll appreciate me. I don't run right to the door and answer him. You go to meet Queen of England, I bet you. You don't walk right in and meet the Queen. You sit there for a while, and they take you to this room, and you sit there. Queen's probably sitting there watching the news. Make you wait. Make you think about what you're going to do. You go meet a president of a country. You don't go meet the country. They show you what he's building. They let you see what he's doing. And then when you meet the president, you realize who he is. So I'm trying to convert. I'm trying to wake up my people and help them. So I have to have these things. Otherwise, I'm broke. He's a Joe Louis. His managers take all his money. He made $5 million. He don't have nothing. Now, that's why you see these cars and stuff.
You've tuned into Big Exclusives.
Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now,
welcome your host, Valerie Denise Jones.
All right. You heard that clip. That was the one and only Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Gosh, I miss him. Yeah. Guys, I hope you are having a wonderful day. It's about 1 p.m. in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very, very beautiful weather outside. We got a very beautiful show in addition to beautiful weather. I'm Valerie Denise Jones. You're tuned into a Big Exclusive. This is a special edition, guys. This isn't something that we do every Friday. This isn't even something that we're starting. But we're doing this because we needed the information. We needed what was in side of Mr. Mooney's head. We need to bring it out. Why? Because there are too many myths, way too many myths about money, way too many myths about money. Our culture, for example, sends us two very conflicting messages about money. That's why this show is so very important. When I was raised, one of the messages that I learned was money was everything. Money was everything. My father was a pimp, right? He hustled the streets. He made a lot of money illegally. None of these did, I can say that. But yeah, he made a lot of money. So I grew up knowing what a lavish lifestyle looked like. I knew what riches looked like, not necessarily wealth, but I did know what riches looked like. So all those things like celebrity culture and the lives of the rich and famous, all the things that was going on Wall Street, which a lot of, you know, people misconstrue as greediness, that was considered money to me. And then on the other hand, I had friends who said, you know what? I have a completely opposite message, something else that I believe in, because this is how my family treats wealth or how I was raised. So they grew very, very suspicious of wealthy people. And they said that in most instances, their parents or, you know, certain academics would teach them not to envy rich people or wealthy people. They wanted them to really focus and hone in on the limitations that wealth has and the potential trouble it can cause. And in a lot of families, a lot of people, even now, people that I talk to, they have a feeling that money is somehow dirty, that it's not proper. It's not a proper topic, you know, for conversations or even shows like today. I got a lot of text messages talking about, why are you talking about money? You know, as if this is tacky and being poor is a virtue. So I am going to, at this time, I want to play something for you before we bring Mr. Mooney in, because I hope by the end of the show, we are going to be in a position to honestly answer questions about money. I want us to be able to agree to a certain degree about money. So let me play, and when we come back, we're going to bring in Mr. Mooney, and we'll talk. See you on the other side.
People tell you money doesn't buy happiness. But that one line alone doesn't mean much. Money can't help you get friends. It can't help you find a wife or a husband. You can't buy your way to a better body. But what happens when you have no money? When you're deep in debt? When you're unemployed? When you can't afford to give your family what they need? Now you see money in a different light. Money is insanely important. You can't live in this world without it. Have you ever been broke? Like flat broke? Eating cheap food? Not being able to do the things you want to do? Turning down opportunities because you just can't afford it. Not having money limits your life, so money doesn't buy happiness. But poverty doesn't either. Making money is what drives us. That's why we get up every day and go to our jobs. I don't like money. I like the things money can buy. Healthy food, entertainment, education, a home. Money is just as important as oxygen. You need it to live. So let's get to the bottom line here. You need to work your ass off to make money. There's no way you can live like a slacker. If you're not working hard now, then what are you waiting for? Waiting until your energy runs out at 45 years old? Or waiting for when you retire? Wouldn't you rather hustle hard now while you're young and then have a nest egg built up for the future? And then you won't have to work so hard when you're older because you'll have the career and skills to get the job done. In my life, I've worked a lot. I've had day jobs, I've had night jobs, I've had side jobs, freelance jobs, you name it. For a few months, I worked from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. during the day, followed by a night job working from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. That schedule doesn't even logically work, and you probably shouldn't do what I did. But hard work is everything. Now I know what it means to earn a living. The worst thing you could do is to squander your hard-earned money. Especially after you've worked so hard to attain it. Don't waste it. Spend at least a portion of your income on your future. Education, health, and possessions that have long-term value. If you spend your money the right way, it will come back to you in multitudes. When you apply your earnings to important values like education and health, you don't lose these things easily. It's something that you keep with you for life. Being focused on making money does not give you the right to be greedy. You have to give back to the world, but it's a lot easier than you think. It could be donating a small percentage of your hard-earned income to charity. It could be guiding someone who is in the same position that you were in. It could be leaving a legacy for your children. It's really up to you to decide. Whether you believe in it or not, karma is real. And now might not be the time to return the favor, but someday, you will want to give back. So next time your friends or your coworkers tell you money doesn't buy happiness, you can tell them what it does buy. It buys you your essentials, your tools, and your future.
All right, guys, you heard that. Hopefully you learned something from that. Hopefully it touched your soul. Because, I had to download that when I heard it, because I do study money. I do think that money is very, very important, and I hate the fact that there are so many misleading, notions regarding it, because too many of us, I read something today, rich people, do different things with their money. They have different emotions linked to it or whatever. But speaking of emotions and all these different things, I want to talk to Mr. Mooney, because the first thing we're going to do is we're going to speak with him. So if you guys would just bear with me. I will open up the lines in the second hour to give you guys a chance to ask him a few questions. And then we are going to do a part two. So only a few people are going to, have an opportunity to ask him questions today, because this is going to be a long yet short show, because it is, again, just a preview of what's to come during part two when we open up his brain, his mind, and the line, so that we can really explore the rabbit hole and talk about this thing called money, because it's very, very important. We're definitely going to need it in 2019, or this time that Donald Trump is, in office, because they're not telling what you're going to need to buy, passports, buses, boats, whatever, I don't know, guns, whatever you're going to need to survive nowadays. But let's talk. Let's just at this time, I'm going to be quiet and go on and open up the mic to the one and only Mr. Mooney. Welcome, sir, to the show. I can open up your button. There we go.
Hey,
there we go.
I am here. I am here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I bow humbly to the queen.
Oh, look at you. Stop trying to make me blush before we get started.
Thank you so much. I can already know this is going to be an awesome, outstanding, and incredible show. I just love what you opened up with. Please, can you send me a copy on Facebook of that Muhammad Ali presentation? I have never heard that in my life. That in my life. That was a powerful opening presentation. Thank you so much for that. I want to start off by saying thank you for having me here. Mm-hmm. This conversation is so very important for the continuous evolution of our community and all communities, for the invisible people, for the people who are just getting by, for the people who do enough work not to get fired, and they get paid enough not to quit their jobs. I'm talking about those JOBs, those just over brokes. Mm-hmm. But we've got to change that just JOB from just over broke to just over billion, just over billion, just over billion. And most folks, even in their imagination, they can't even get to that. But I'm going to keep saying it, just over a billion, because we got to crack the code. We got to crack and break into the programming of their subconscious mind and break into the God mind, the spiritual mind that says you were born to be rich, but you were programmed to be poor. I'm going to repeat that. You were born to be rich, but you were programmed to be poor. You came on the planet already a blessed child of the universe, a blessed child of God, a king, a queen, but you don't know it. You were born to be rich, but programmed to be poor. And you said something so very important, Valerie. And by the way, this is Daryl Mooney. For those of you who are listening, this is not Paul Mooney. This is not Dwayne Mooney, my twin brother, Paul Mooney, my father. This is Daryl Mooney, the oldest son of Mr. Paul Mooney. I was the firstborn, so I am the oldest son, only by a half hour. It's a half hour now, Valerie. It's a half hour. That means my brother pushed me out. See, you got to get out of here. Ain't no more room in the womb. See, we not only became roommates, but we was wombmates, so we was tight. Mm. Somebody had to get out. So I explored the world first. Okay? Mm. I explored the world first. So I say to you, again, it starts in the mind. See, wealth is first starts in the mind. If you're not wealthy on the inside, you will never be wealthy on the outside, Valerie. Never. You have to be wealthy on the inside. It starts in the mind. It's the law of correspondence. As within, so without. So you've got to look. Here's some real numbers. How many millionaires do you think that are in America, Valerie?
Now it's increasing because it's self-made.
Give me a number. Give me a number. Give me a number. Give me a number.
Oh, wow.
Come on. Just give me one. Go top of your head. Come on.
Top of my head, I'll say about 500,000.
Come on.
I'll say about 500,000.
Give it up.
Yeah.
500,000.
Yeah.
You know, there are 44 million millionaires in America. Look it up. Google it. 44 million. Not thousands. Uh-huh. 44 millionaires in America. You can walk right by them and not even know who they are. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's across the board. You said a quarter of a million, a half million. I'm talking about 44 million millionaires in America, Valerie. Now that's across the board. All races, all backgrounds. Now, last year alone, all races, all backgrounds. Now remember, I said 44 million millionaires. Now. Last year, 2017, how many new millionaires do you think were created?
I don't know, because I always think black. So you said
700. No,
so
I ain't saying black. I'm not talking black. I'm gonna go to black in a minute. I'm gonna talk universal right now. There are 720,000 new millionaires that were created in 2017. So 2018 is not over yet, so they didn't do the count. But 2017, 720,000 new millionaires. I think it's 729. I'm going to just say 720,000. That's a lot of people. There is $16 trillion that rotates the planet every single day. Every single day. So wealth rotates the planet. Poverty rotates the planet. However, you have a choice which you want to reach out to. You can reach out to poverty or you can reach out to prosperity. That's on you. That's on nobody else. That's on you, and it starts in your mind. Now, how many black millionaires do you think that's in America right now?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Somewhere in the neighborhood of like 500,000 to a million.
Okay, 500,000. Okay, 500,000 to a million. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Because let me tell you why I say
now,
that.
Now, there was, why you say that?
Because I studied Forbes magazine, right? And then times out of 10, it's artists, hip hop artists. But then the only billionaire that was listed in America was Oprah. And then
Oprah, Michael Jordan,
there's
six black, Robert Smith, there's six black millionaires.
Right.
There's six black millionaires in America right now.
Right, and then there's
six black billionaires.
African.
Six black billionaires. Six black American billionaires in America
right
now.
Right.
Six. That we know of. So you know of some Negroes, we don't know who they are.
Right.
Six of them reported, documented. We ain't talking about all the undercover folks hiding their money. We don't know. We're talking about we know documented six black billionaires in America right now. We know Michael Jordan. We know Robert Smith. We know Oprah Winfrey, Kathy Hughes, and some other ones are real estate tycoons. Okay. So, not coons, but tycoons. There's a difference. So I remember, me and my brother, we were doing business credit about 10 years ago, and we were writing on a show with my father. It was called Judge Mooney. It never came on. It was so controversial that BET wanted on, but the people that owned BET saw it and said, oh, it's too black. Don't put it on.
Mm-hmm.
So we were the head writers on the show, Judge Mooney, funny, hilarious show. And it was so funny because my father, he would come out, you know, he was doing a takeoff on the Law of the Judge shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the judge, and he had pictures of all of great black people in the court around, you know, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman. It was all pictures of them in court. And then he had an African drummer dressed up African garb, Nigerian garb, playing the drums. And before he would talk, he would say, "What does the drum say?" And the drum would play, blah, 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 blah. And after he would get through, he would start talking. It was brilliant. The audience loved it, but it was too black for the people who own BET.
So let's talk on the other side about putting that in.
Let me tell you what happened. We go. My brother and I was doing business credit. We were head writers on the show. We drove up, so we had all these credit cards, all this money. We had two Mercedes, and we came up on the lot, and our father saw us. He said, and I used the clean word. He said, "You Negroes have gone from coon to tycoon."
I want to laugh, but that kind of hurts.
I'll never forget that. So what I'm saying is all a mentality. I grew up in the industry. I grew up in the Hollywood industry. I always thought, Valerie, that people, because of Hollywood and all the craziness that was going on behind the scenes, all the lewd acts, all the drugs, I mean, all the debauchery, anything negative and crazy you could think of, it was going on, and I saw it. I thought that people who had money and who were rich because of that, I thought they was crazy. I thought money made you crazy.
Right.
You hear me? I literally thought money made you crazy. So we do our first motion picture. Me and my brother do our first movie, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, in 1979. We come back. We both made about $10,000 a piece. That was a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm.
We come back home. My father asked me, "What do you guys want to do?" I said, "I want to take time and find out what life was all about." Okay. So then I went and researched religion. I researched health and community and history, proper black history, all kind of good stuff. So it took me a few years to get back to money. I went through all that. I said, I got all that, you know, consciousness wealth, health wealth, knowing who I am wealth, spiritual wealth, all that wealth. I got all that. And then I said, now, and then I was at the, there was a place called the Good Life in the L.A. black community where all the metaphysicians and all the great speakers and historians would come through and speak. And when the wealth folks, people like Dr. Claude Anderson, when he first was coming out, and people like, you don't know her, but Dr. Rosie Milligan and the late Muhammad Nasruddin, who started the Recycling Black Dollars program in Los Angeles. This was years ago, like 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Over 20 years ago, and when they would come through, it was something different about them. They wasn't as mad as everybody else. They wasn't as upset as everybody else because they was making money. Okay, except Dr. Claude Anderson. I ain't never seen nobody talk about money be so mad about money as him. But basically, the folks who was coming through, they weren't as upset as everybody else. And you know why? Because they had money.
Exactly.
So I went on my trek. I went on my trek after that to get in the money. So I started getting into money and getting into network marketing, getting into investing, and getting into other things, and found a new relationship with money. And it started in my mind. So I say all that to say, coming back to, there are the amount of black millionaires right now in America. We said there are six black billionaires. Now, first, let's go back to the 50s. There was four black millionaires in the 50s. Four. Come back up to 2017, because I don't know the new number. 2017, in Dr. Dennis Kimbrough's book, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, his current book, A Wealth Choice. A Wealth Choice is really part two to Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. A Wealth Choice, he states, from his research and his study, not mine, you can look in the book, his study, his research, there are 30,000 plus black millionaires in America. 30,000 plus black millionaires in America. Now, that may seem like a lot. It should be 300,000. It should be 300,000, but there's 30,000 plus black millionaires in America. And guess what, Valerie? All of them, all of them come from poverty, less than poverty, broke, disgusted. The kind of poverty, you know, on Halloween when you go out trick-or-treating and your costume is your natural clothes, I'm talking about serious poverty. Okay? I'm going to go out, I'm going to trick-or-treat as a poor person. Okay, wear my natural clothes. Okay, I'm talking about real poverty. So, you know, I'm talking about where your shoes so tight they start looking like feet. I'm talking about real poverty. So now 30,000 plus black millionaires, all of them come from poverty. Guess what all of them did? They raised their mentality above the conditions they were in. They raised their mentality above the conditions they were in. I'm going to say that again. I'm repeating stuff because I'm dealing with that negative programming. They raised their mentality above the conditions where they were in. They didn't have sight. They had vision. They didn't go by what their sight of what they saw. They went by the vision of what they saw from their inner eye. And they saw themselves as wealthy regardless of the poverty environment they were in. So they had a dream, a vision of where they wanted to go and what they wanted to be, and then they went out and made it happen. And what happened was they created the law of attraction where they were able to magnetize to them what they wanted, and they took action where they electrified themselves and made it happen. Because you can't have the law of attraction without action. In fact, right there in the word itself, attraction is the word action. Attraction. Okay? You can't sit up under, well, maybe you can. I mean, you may be so beautiful, so blessed, you may be able to sit up under a tree and meditate and pray, and $1 million will drop on top of your head. I don't know. Maybe that's you. But most of us, that'd be your money tree. I'm going to sit up under this tree. You know, and that's another thing. That's another thing. Folks be talking about, you know, money don't grow on trees. Money don't grow on trees. Look, money is made out of paper. Paper comes from a tree. Money is a tree, fool. So here we go. 30,000 black millionaires who raise their consciousness above their environment, their poverty environment, and they created wealth. I suggest, especially every black person, go out and get that book right now, A Wealth Choice. It is a powerful book and stories of black success and black millionaires, and not just celebrities and entertainers and sports figures. We're talking about people who are in business, people who are entrepreneurs, people who are engineers and lawyers and investors. You see, even black media, black television, black news, black magazines, they always show us black millionaires who are athletes and entertainers. When you look at white television, you look at white magazines like Forbes, they don't show you white millionaire entertainers. Those are in the entertainment magazines. They show you white millionaires and billionaires of white folks who did it, who are not entertainers, who are not athletes. They show business people, investors, lawyers, and people of other endeavors. But we as black people showcase our entertainers and athletes. So what does that do, Valerie? It makes our children want to be entertainers and athletes because you want to be what you see. You want to be what you see. You want to be what you see. Okay? When you look at Forbes magazines, how many times do you see black people?
No, you didn't. They actually started a new section for entertainment to include more blacks.
Okay, what did that say? What did you just say? So they can include more blacks. But most of the black millionaires in America are not athletes and entertainers. Hello.
But I want to ask you a question before we.
But you don't know who they are. But go on.
I would think there were more wealthy, I won't say wealthy, rich black folks because of entrepreneurship, because of real estate and, you know, multi-level marketing and so many different opportunities that.
Yeah, there are a lot more black millionaires who are not athletes and entertainers. And we're not talking about the underground like your daddy pimping the wealth. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the drug dealer millionaires. We're not talking about the hustlers. We know where there's some underground millionaires. We know that. There's always that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about above ground right now. And legally.
No, I mean like self-employed, people who have businesses, people who have,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely, entrepreneurs,
business.
Absolutely.
I would think that there were,
absolutely.
Right, there were more.
Absolutely. There are more, but they're not showcased. Not showcased. So you want to be what you see. You want to be what you see. And that's what the paradigm we want to change. We want to change their paradigm. There's another book that you all want to get. It's by John Hope Bryan. It's called The Memo.
How do you spell his name? John?
The Memo. John Hope Bryant. Hope Bryant. He has hope centers around the nation. And he gets funded. He's a nonprofit organization. He gets funded to teach people across the board. All communities, all races, all ethnic backgrounds. He is a black man himself, but he teaches, his foundation teaches people how to get their credit together, how to think differently. Great, great, but it's a great book. And my company uses that book because we do the same thing and more, but we're profit oriented.
Okay.
We teach people how to become investors. Investors. We got to go from just over broke, J-O-B, to J-O-B, just over billion, and think like billionaires think, and billionaires are investors. You see, You gotta start. If you want to be a millionaire and you're a billionaire, you gotta start doing millionaire and billionaire things. You gotta start thinking like an investor, not a consumer. See, mm-hmm. a consumer gets your money taken. An investor receives the money. You give your money to the entrepreneur. You give your money to the owner, to the investor, because an investor is also an investor who invests in stocks, invest in forex market, invest in investment markets, cryptocurrency, so on and so forth. They invest in their own business. They invest in real estate. They invest in their own business. They invest in themselves. They become an investor. When you own your community, you control your community. When you own your community, you control your community. When you own your community, now you own the politicians. Now you own the police force. When you own your community, you control your community. He or she who has the consciousness and the money has the power. I'm going to repeat mm-hmm. that. He or she who has the consciousness and the money has the power. Do you want power, Valerie?
I got you. I totally get you.
Do you want power?
I do want power, of course. Yeah, I do.
Okay. All right, all right. Power to the people. Power mm-hmm. to the people. But when you put your fist up in the air, don't mm-hmm. just have a fist up in there by itself. Have a big wad of money in that fist.
Okay.
You hear me? Yeah. I got black folks today. I don't like money. I got black folks today. I don't like money. I don't like money because white folks is on the money. Because white mm-hmm. people are on the money. I tell black folks, my militant, my serious militant black friends, I say, get you a big wad of money and put that wad of money in your back pocket so you always know white folks is kissing your butt.
You're so funny. Right, right.
Come on with it. Come on. What you want to ask
gotcha.
Me? Come on.
Gotcha. I want to play this clip and then get started because I do want to give people an opportunity to ask you a few questions. But I
yes.
want to spend the next 20 or so minutes with you because I did promise the first hour to you. But
yes.
I have a cute little – it isn't a cute little clip. That's just a word I use. So just ignore me. But this is a clip that I got something that you sent me, and I found it to be something that can definitely get the hype going, and then we can start talking about things that are featured on your website. So let's listen, and then we'll talk.
Documentation beats conversation anytime.
$50,000.
$69,000.
$95,000.
More than $18,000.
$27,000.
Close to $30,000.
$32,500.
$36,000 in front.
Get over.
$103,000.
$150,000. We was able to pull her $225,000 to $270,000. This is a quote I'm going to leave you with today, that rich people use debt to leverage investment and grow cash flow. Poor people use debt to buy things that make rich people richer.
Amen. Poor people use money to buy things that make rich people richer. Yeah, so I want to, again, talk to you about the list because we had a conversation on the other side, and we said that, you know, in the time we spend together, we wanted to cover things like mindset, personal and business credit worthiness,
yes.
dreams and goals,
yes.
entrepreneurship, investing, self and community, mm-hmm. and a thing titled The Winter is Coming. So let's try and do as much as we can in these next 20 minutes to address as much as we can, because like I said, you've blessed me with the part two. So what we don't capture today, then we will address, you know, in part two. And then that way,
yes.
you know, we can just
yes.
allow other people
Absolutely.
To chime in as well. So let's talk about that audio clip I just played.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What? I'm so happy and honored that you played that clip. That is a company that I work with, black controlled and black owned. And I am a leader in the company. I'm a coach, trainer, investor. I'm a platinum coach, trainer, investor, and I coach and train people of all races and backgrounds to get their money right. We are a financial education and wealth creation opportunity. We absolutely, our number one cause is to help people financially empower them of all races and backgrounds. We have access to over 100 banks across the country, and we specialize in helping people with credit challenges. I mean, we are a powerful movement. We've been able to get 98% black businesses, startups, and established in the last few years, millions of dollars in the community we've been able to do. And you know what, Valerie? Some people think we playing. They get approved for the financing. They get all the way there, and they get scared of the money. You know why? Because their brains aren't right. Their mentality is still stuck in poverty. Their mentality is still stuck in what I call that financial disease that I call, Valerie, broke-itis. Broke-itis. You know, empty pocket syndrome, inflammation of the credit card, constipation of the bank account. You know how when you put something in the bank and won't nothing come out? Constipation of the bank account. We're talking about a mentality, Valerie, and people get scared of the money.
Right.
This is a problem. See, my thing is, even if I wasn't ready, give me $1 billion. I'll figure it out when I got it. Okay?
Right.
So, but people get so scared of the money, and I've seen it over and over again. But what we do, Valerie, and what I do is teach people. I've got a tremendous leader in Mr. C, and for those of you, if you have the opportunity to work with me, you are also working with him. This man is a millionaire. He's an incredible leader. He put his money to start this company. He put his mind, time, and talent to create something so powerful that we can duplicate it and we can all win, because it's not what we can do, but it's what we can duplicate, because we got to get out of our ego. I want to do my thing. I want to do it by myself. No. We got to do this together, because together, teamwork makes the dream work. We got to be in lockstep like Wakanda. Did you see the movie, The Black Panther?
I did, yes. And
you remember when those sisters were fighting?
Remember when them
sisters were fighting? Remember they was in lockstep together?
Yeah.
That's how we got to be. We got to be in lockstep together. I call us, you know, the Nation of Islam, the NOI.
Mm-hmm.
I call us the NOM, the Nation of Money. Okay, so we got to be in lockstep. We got to be in lockstep.
Right.
So what we do, Valerie, the foundation of what we do is getting people this money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting people this money, teaching people to be investors, teaching people to be investors, not consumers, but investors, not the ones who are always asking for a check, but the ones who are writing a check, not the ones who are always buying products, but the ones who are producing the product, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not the ones who are at the bottom of the pyramid, but what at the top of the pyramid, because you know at the bottom of the pyramid, it's crowded down there, isn't it? People are arguing, people are fighting and fussing and fighting over pennies, but the people at the top, they're negotiating billions and millions. They're not fighting. They're negotiating. At the bottom, they fight, but at the top, they negotiate. Because it's not, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you can negotiate. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you can negotiate. So when you come to the table with power and money behind you, now, even if they don't like you, they're going to respect you, and if they respect you, they're going to negotiate with you. They can love you all. Oh, we love you, but let's give you some pennies. Let's give you, here's your reparations. Your reparations is Obama and EBT cards. This is your reparations, Obama and EBT cards. EBT,
right.
Eat better tonight. EBT, eat better tonight. Had a person. And, you know, you got white folks who when that real estate crash happened in wealthy neighborhoods, they had to go get them some EBT cards. But they had a whole different mentality around that EBT card. Whole different mentality. They didn't feel bad, and their self esteem wasn't low. They would go into the store, right? Go into the store, and the cashier, they would purchase the stuff, and the cashier would say, "Hey, do you have a debit card?" They say, "Heck no, but I got that EBIT card."
Right.
EBIT. Yeah. Well, they didn't call it EBT. They call it the EBITAR.
Yeah.
They call it the EBIT card. So
was created for them. Why
yeah, it was created for them.
That's the thing.
So
yeah.
So what we got to do is create our own systems, and we create our own systems by becoming investors. That's what we did here. We created our own system. We put a lot of systems together, and that's all we do. We get people money. How do we do it? How do we get people money? Thank you for asking that question, Valerie.
Yes.
We get people money by way of their credit scores. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's a credit score? Your credit score is your adult report card. Folks don't know nothing about it. Now, most of us, you know, we mom and them messed up our credit because they put the phone bill in our name. We grew up, got 19, 20. We looked at credit score. We was like, what? I got a low credit score because you see a phone bill that was in your name that mom and them didn't pay for. So we don't know nothing about it. We weren't taught about it. But we got to realize there are three different credit scores. There's credit bureaus. There's TransUnion. There's Equifax. There's Experian. You see, I asked a brother, I said, how's your credit score? He said, what's the highest credit score you can have? I said, 850. He said, well, I got a 900 credit score. I said, brother, how you get a 900 credit score? He said, I got it. That's 300, 300, 300. That equals 900. That's it, no, brother. That's financial illiteracy. That is not financial literacy. That's financial illiteracy. All the credit scores have got to be a 700 credit score in order for you to have a 700 credit score. Okay?
Right.
Now, what does that mean? What we teach people is how to be bankable. So those of you who are listening who are in school, do not mess up your credit being in school, getting a credit card, and spending all your money on that credit card. Manage your money properly and only use 30% of that credit, and don't try to pay everything back. Keep it at a 30% ratio, because all a bank wants to do, they want to see, do you know how to manage credit? Do you know how to manage credit? And if you can show a bank you know how to manage credit, then, Valerie, they'll give you more money. And then
right.
You manage that money, you invest that money, and you manage it. What does that mean? Let's say you got a $50,000 credit line of credit, right? That's money in the bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got $50,000, no interest rate. We do no interest rate financing. That's why you got to have a pristine credit score. Because if you get some money and you got high interest rates, you're going to end up paying triple the amount of money that you got financed. Right? That doesn't make sense. That's not what wealthy people do. Wealthy people get no interest rate financing where they only pay back what they use. So you get $50,000 in financing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take five, because you don't get crazy. I got $50,000. Let me spend it all. Let me check just like the lottery and spend it all. Lottery winners, it's documented. Most of them, 90% of them, after 3 years are broke. Because they didn't know how to manage their money, because they got the money, but they didn't change their minds. Okay?
Right.
They still had a poverty mentality, a consumer mentality, rather than an investor mentality. An investor buys what they need and buys what they want after their investments make money, not before. You hear me? You want toys? Get your toys after the investment is making money. Okay,
right.
Don't get your toys off the original money. Now you're working backwards. Okay?
Right.
So you going for broke and ain't going for rich. That's what you're going to do. Going for broke, you're going to be broke. So, so now you take that $50,000. I'm giving you science here, baby.
Okay.
You had a pimp daddy, so you know what I'm talking about. So now, now you take $50,000. But this is the legal hustle. This ain't the illegal hustle. This is a hustle they don't even tell. They don't even tell white folks about. Okay? You go to school for 4 years, and the white folks don't even know this game. So now look, you got $50,000 financing. You take $5,000 of that, right? Remember, you're only paying back what you use, so you ain't paying off that $45,000. You ain't paying still in the bank. You only got to pay back this $5,000, right? And you ain't trying to spend it all. You're being smart. You're being conservative. You take $5,000. Let's say you invest. Let's say you invest in one of my brother's program, cryptocurrency program. You know, I'm a client of his, so I make money weekly off of cryptocurrency. Right? Let's say you take $5,000 of that. And you invest it. So you make all that $5,000 you get. Let's get conservative. You make 10% a month return off that $5,000. What's 10%? $500, right? 10% of $5,000 is $500, right? So you're making $500 off that $5,000 monthly, right?
Okay.
So now you take, so now you got to pay back, let's say the highest you're going to have to pay back is $50 monthly off that $5,000, right? $50 monthly off that $5,000, right, that you owe monthly.
Okay.
Banks are sweet.
Okay.
They make so sweet when you think rich and stop acting poor. And they treat you so good. When you got a 700 credit score, they put the red carpet out for you. They give you tea. They give you liquor, whatever you want. Whatever you want. They treat you so nice. They ain't got nothing to do with your color. They just treat you like millionaire privileges is what they call it. So now you go – I mean, you go into a bank, all of a sudden, you get a round of applause. You say, where'd that come from? So, look, so now you pay back $500. You're paying $50 on that financing. So monthly, subtract the $50 from the $450. What does that leave you, Valerie?
$500
minus 50. Thank you. So what are you profiting monthly?
Right.
What are you profiting monthly?
Gotcha.
$450, right?
Right.
So, now where did you get that initial money to invest? From who? Not your mama, not your friends, not the street dealer, not the dope dealer. Where'd you get that money from? The banks.
Yeah. Right.
So when the rich folks talk about using other people's money, they talking about the bank's money. They millionaires and billionaires don't use their money. They use the bank's money.
Right.
Okay? So now we setting you up like to think and act like a millionaire. Okay?
Exactly. Right.
This is a different game. And this is a game that you can play. This is not a game you have to have millions to play because we going to get you the money. Hello?
Right.
You just got to change your mind. We going to get you the money. We've got the investments. You got to change your mind. You are 6 inches away from your wealth. You take your ear on one side and cross that over from the top of your head to the other ear. That's about 6 inches. That's your brain. Capitalism comes from the word capital. Capita is a Latin word that means the head. Your wealth starts in your head. Capitalism starts in your head.
Right.
Capitalism is what is that means that everything is for sale. But are you selling or are you buying?
Right.
You
want to
be the
big
one that's selling. You want to be the one that's selling. So this is what we do because, again, we help people think things to a higher level of existence. We've got a morning call we do 6 a.m. every morning. In fact, I want to invite you on that we can invite people on for the rest of the month. That's a 2,000 and $2,500 call that people have paid to get in. But for the rest of the year, to the end of the year, we are allowing people to get on free because we want to help our community change their minds. And what we do is teach about the millionaire mind. It's a coaching session by Mr. C himself, who is the founder of the company. He's a millionaire, and he teaches and coaches us. The people who are in our wealth community teaches us how to think and act like a millionaire, because we've been taught and programmed and taught to think and act like a victim, to think and act like a person in poverty, to think and act like we got to wait on somebody to give to us of which we can give to ourselves. Okay,
right.
So I want to invite you to that. I really want to invite you to that, Valerie. You just listen to one call, your mind will be blown, okay? You'll
okay.
be addicted
and
hooked.
I truly believe that. Definitely.
Yeah.
I want to get to, because we got about 5 more minutes before I cut to
commercial.
That's
okay.
Break.
Oh, you see, I knew it was going to buy. We're going to have to
it
do
was
three
fly
shows.
By. Yeah, we knew
we're
going
to have to do
okay.
three shows. Because we ain't done, nor are we finished. We just getting started, sister.
Right. I just want to,
all right.
real quick, before we cut to break, the website is Mooney Twin Network.
Yeah, I want, no, this
M-O-O.
Is the website. No. This is the website everybody
right.
go to. Go to
okay.
www.mooney, M-O-O-N-E-Y, Business and Bank, MooneyBusinessAndBank.com. Watch that 12-minute video. If you like
mm-hmm.
what you see, leave your information. I will get back to you, and we're going to wealth talk about it. We're going to wealth
okay.
talk about it, because when you talk to me, I don't talk broke talk. I talk wealth talk. I want to stimulate the wealth mind and the investor in you. So quickly, I'm going to run through this quicker. We're going to explain it on our other show. Get you personal and business credit worthy. We get you personal and business credit worthy. You can be one of two things. You can be a client, or you can be a coach, trainer, and investor. You can be a client or a coach, trainer, investor. A client receives the teachings of how to manage their credit, how to build their credit, how to clean their credit. And we have people who do that for them. And we master teachers. Every 90 days, Mr. C himself right now for the first 200 people teaches you and coaches you, okay? And then we have investment opportunities in-house. We teach people how to trade on day trading on the stock market. And there's a whole nother story about the stock market I got to tell you about, because we were the first stock, baby. We were the first stock, built this country on our backs, free labor.
Mm-hmm.
And now when we
mm-hmm.
trade on the stock market, we get to make money off the backs of these businesses, of their labor.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about,
uh-huh.
you see how the creator works? It comes back around. So we've got option trading. We got option trading. We got real estate. We've got other things opening. We got our grand opening. Go to www.breakthrough2019.info. Breakthrough2019.info. Register for our grand launch February 8th and 9th. February 8th and 9th, okay, our launch in Los Angeles. This Saturday, I'm one of the keynote speakers at our Wealth Roundtable. Go to breakthrough2018.info, breakthrough2018.info. Register. Come live in Long Beach or watch live online. You can just sit there and watch some brothers and sisters teach you the wealth game, the real life Monopoly game, where you ain't got to go to jail, but you go and get that property, you go and get that investment, and you go and get that money. Because the real life Monopoly, in order to play the game, you got to have what? You got to have money. We
mm-hmm.
get you the money. So I ask everybody out there, and I ask you, what if you had the opportunity to get the money for your dreams and goals, how much would that be? If you had the opportunity, Valerie, to get the money for your dreams and goals, how much would that be?
Yeah, I have a money I pray about, and I Yeah,
give me a number. Give me a number.
No, I can't. That's between me and God. But I'll give it to you on the other side.
All right. If you have the opportunity to make the amount of money, to make the amount of money that you want, that you needed, you make the amount of money that you wanted monthly, how much would that be? If you had a 750 credit score, what are the two things you would do? Like invest in real estate? Would you travel? I ask you these questions, and I ask you this, and I tell you this. Here's the secret. Here's a magical secret. And you're going to thank me for this. You're going to give me a big, gigantic hug if you ever see me.
All right.
But this is science. This is science. The wealthy, the wealthy, they not only dream and visualize, but they know how much it costs. They know the numbers. See, all of a sudden, math gets good and fun when you count money. You may be in school and bad in math in school because you were just counting for nothing. But when you're counting for money, math gets real fun. And the wealthy have that secret down. They know the numbers. So, www.mooneybusinessandbank.info, Mooney Business, M-O-O-N-E-Y, businessandbank.com, mooneybusinessandbank.com. Look at that 12-minute video. Leave your information, and you will get a personal call from me, Daryl Mooney. Who has a living legacy. So, you know, I'm not trying to rip no people off. I got a foundation that backs me up of integrity. Our whole goal is to get this money to the community because we need right now, we've come out of the civil rights movement that has morphed into the silver rights movement, which is an economic empowerment movement. And our company, Mavet, my Envision Energy and Technology that I work with, I'm a leader in, that's our goal, to get millions and billions to our and all communities. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, yes, definitely. And
not only makes sense, but it makes a whole lot of dollars.
Yeah, right? That's the only reason that's hot. But, yeah, guys, so right now, please make sure that you visit the website, again, moneybusinessandbank.com, moneybusinessandbank.com. And this time I'd like to take a few calls. After the commercial break, I'm going to take a few calls. So if you guys don't
mind,
please
touch the number one. And we got a gift for these callers that's going to come in. We got that newsletter gift for them. Okay,
yes,
let's not forget about that. That's a $72 a month newsletter. That's the giveaway. That's a $72. That's worth $72.
Yes, yes, yes. We are definitely going to do a giveaway here today. So, hold on 1 second. We're going to let me say hello, first of all. I see a lot of people in the chat room. Hello to the people in the chat room and to all our international callers. I appreciate you so much for tuning in because I know that this was impromptu, special edition. We're normally on Fridays, we do a show at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are being now for a show at 4, but we definitely want to get this information out to you and let you know that there will be other portions too. We're going to do a 2 and possibly a 3, hoping a 3. Yeah, so we can teach you about money. We definitely want to get rid of any old, what do you want to call it? Because you said mindset throughout the whole time. We just want to change the mindset.
We want to get rid of negative thinking. We want to get rid of poverty thinking. We want to increase wealth thinking and millionaire thinking. Get rid of stinking thinking. We want clean thinking.
Yeah.
We want instead of, instead of saying things like, you know, he's filthy rich, she's filthy rich. No, I'm pristinely rich. Don't put no filth on it. Money in my world is the root of all good, not the root of all evil. I love money. Okay?
Yes,
no,
yes,
we ain't
yes.
nothing filthy about my money. My money is clean and pristine. I do good things with this money. All right?
Yeah, definitely. That is so true.
Okay.
So, guys, please press the number one. Press the number one. There are a lot of callers on the board. And, waiting. We got a lot of people But I don't see anybody pressing the number one. Yeah, we got 9-1-6-7-7-3-6-3-6-8-5-8.
Don't y'all be scared of this money. They're probably sitting up there. They're probably sitting up there scared. Who are you talking about money? How scared
of money. I don't want no money. I want to be broke.
Yes.
I want to be a victim. I don't want no money.
Oh,
ain't nobody going to like me if I get rich. Ain't nobody going to like me if I get rich. I got to be poor so I can have friends. I got to be at the bottom of the pyramid where it's crowded.
He's so funny. Yeah, the board's starting to light up now. So like I said, we're going to have time for about two or three questions.
Come
on.
We got some gifts for y'all. Your two or three people get through. We got a powerful gift for you. We got a newsletter that's so cold with people that look like you.
Right. All right.
So you can see it. So you know, remember when black folks used to say, you know, education, oh, he, education is a white thing. That's not a black thing. Ooh, he talk white because he know how to talk. He talk white. No, because he pronounces his or her words. No. The same thing they think about rich. Oh, rich is for white folks. That's for other folks. That ain't for us. No, it's for you.
Yeah.
It's for you.
Totally get it.
You were civilization builders. You were civilization builders. When you build a civilization, you have to have wealth. We are original wealth. And I knew it's in your DNA. I was a slave. No, you weren't. You was a master of your own destiny.
Right.
Slavery was only 300 to 500 years. You ruled the world for thousands of years. So please, give me a break. So where's your
Definitely.
What you focusing on? What you focus on is what you see is what you want to be. You see yourself as a slave, you want to be a slave. You see yourself as a master of your destiny, you want to be a master of your destiny. You want to be a king. You want to be a queen.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
It starts in your mind. It starts in your mind. Then you move your behind.
So let's remind the people what you're talking about. Then we'll go to commercial break, and then we're going to take a few calls. So quite a few people have now pressed the number one, so I appreciate
awesome.
You for doing
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yeah, quite a few people have at this point. So 929-477-1167 is the number to call. If you're listening in via the chat room, we appreciate you so much. Because of you, we are in now 11 different countries, so we appreciate all the love and support. So here is a reminder. When we come back, we'll talk.
Documentation beats conversation anytime.
$50,000.
$69,000.
$95,000.
More than $18,000. $27,000.
Close to $30,000.
$32,500.
$36,000 in
print. It's over $100,000.
$103,000.
$150,000. We was able to pull her $225,000 to $270,000. This is a quote I'm going to leave you with today, that rich people use debt to leverage investment and grow cash flow. Poor people use debt to buy things that make rich people richer.
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details. I pray you're enjoying today's show. Please. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode on social media. Also, visit ValerieDeniseJones.com for additional updates. Now, back to the show.
All right, guys, we are in the building with the one and only Mr. Mooney, the money man. The money man talking about all this money, and I appreciate you because hopefully at this point you have raised your mentality above your condition. We're definitely, that is the goal. We're looking to give people a different type of vision, a different kind of vision today, because I think too many of us do use our eyes, which is why we're making the rich richer, and the poor are just broke, going to a J-O-B every day. It's really, really sad. But here, yes, welcome, Mr. Mooney. Mr. Mooney, are you ready for a few calls?
I am absolutely ready.
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, we got about 21 more minutes. We got a few seconds to go outside of that if we go over. But, again, please press the number one if you'd like to ask a question. All right, so we've got 424-672. You are live. Welcome to the show. 424-672.
Hello.
424. Hi, how are you?
How you doing? I'm Queen. I am so grateful for you to have this phenomenal brother on your show today. You know, he's going so fast, I can't take notes down that quick. But
we're very grateful.
He zooms you, but the apple don't fall far from the tree. I've been a big fan of his father for years, and the ability to take sense and make it humorous and then make you feel guilty about yourself because you didn't know it before they spoke it, you know, is a wonderful thing. This is Al Foster. I'm paying the compliment back from having the opportunity for him to be on the show that we did just a couple of days ago. But I want to take 1 minute and offer some information that most people probably don't know by now, but Aubrey Stone, the president and CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce, passed on Monday. And he's one of the pioneers, along with Rishadeen and those that taught and blazed the trail for us to understand what kind of condition we were in California, and organizing to get people like this brother in position to help the community understand what economics is. He's a giant soldier. He'll be missed, but his footprints are big and deep. He created craters, not just footprints, but craters in California's strive to economic empowerment of African-American or black people in California. So, you know, I wanted to share that with the community. But, brother, I'm telling you, you have inspired me and charged me up. Mine is how are we going to leverage our resources here to play in the international arena, because social media is making what used to be impossible possible by communicating and interchanging. You're talking about money being white money. I've been on this black money. You know, when I go to Nigeria and do a deal, I get black money. When I go to Ghana and do a deal, I get black money. When I go to South Africa and do a deal, I get black money. The faces on the money is
there you go.
Black, but it is.
And they got more than one
commerce.
Black person on that money. They got groups of black folks on that money.
Exactly. And while I was in Nigeria, cell phones, the government used to control, you know, the telephone. But once they opened that up, it created 16 billionaires in 5 years by ownership of selling phones, you know. So how many billionaires are there on the planet? You know, there's a lot more of us with money than broke folks.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So
yeah, there's a lot of new billionaires in Africa. Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So we're just preparing ourselves to be able to participate in the world economic game. And with brothers like you, and John Hope Bryan, and, you know, financial literacy. It starts by financial literacy, understanding what money is. You know, how many people have been in school and didn't take Latin to know what capita is? You know, we have to start putting the crossing the T's and dotting the I's. The education that we have was inferior. And brothers like yourself, you know, enlightening and just refreshing to hear a brother like you, you know, run it down. And in an hour, you know, you drop so much knowledge. You've been like, I'm going to replay this thing over and over again because you've given me so many pearls. I couldn't write them down fast enough. So thank you.
And we just getting started. Let me add something to what you just said. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right about international business, because that's how we have to start thinking. Now, think about it. Think about this, brother. Think about, and this is what we're creating. Think about 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 1,000,
of us on the same page, lockstep, same mentality, same education. Not what we can do is what we can duplicate. Each of us have $500,000 access in our bank accounts that we got you through American banks, right? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us, let's say 100 of us, okay, low number. We talking about now we got $1 billion, man. Now who are we? Now we can go to Ghana and buy land, property. We can go to Costa Rica. We can go anywhere in the world, countries of color, people of color, and just set up shop, man. Set up industries, because everything costs money. But you got to have the mentality of what to do with the money, because you said something real key, financial literacy. See, there's one thing that's financial literacy, but there's also financial IQ. What's the difference? Financial literacy is what you know about money. You know, you learn about real estate, you learn about accounting, you learn whatever, investing. That's financial literacy, the knowledge of the money. Now, here's financial IQ, brother and sister, king and queen. Here's the piece. Financial IQ is what you, when you take the information and you make money, and the higher your IQ, financial IQ, the more money you make. So your IQ is based on the money you make off that knowledge. Is that heavy?
That's deep.
And this comes from Robert Kiyosaki. Robert Kiyosaki, Brad, I'm not making nothing up. This is information that's out there. So I'm saying what we got to do, we got to understand financial literacy, and we've got to master financial IQ. Take the information, move on it, and grow the money. That's an investor mentality.
Brother, we are just looking forward to more time to spend with you. I'm going to try my best to get with you one-on-one here in California.
I still got to email you that information. I'm going to email that information to you when we get off the phone, my brother, because I just got the flyer for the event tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Be well.
Thank you, my brother.
Okay.
We'll talk.
All right.
Okay, peace and love. All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Foster. Appreciate you. All right, so we got time for one more call. 916-370-916-370. You're live.
Yes, this is Lambert Davis. I wanted to just call in and support you, Valerie. So I wanted to say that. And I'm not going to take much time because I know the clock is running. But I wanted to say to Mr. Mooney and his father and his brother, your father was a tremendous inspiration to us. I'm a baby boomer, so we were huge fans of him and Richard Pryor back in the 70s.
Yes.
And I wanted to, because of the time, Valerie knows who we are. We specialize in we're a family-owned cheesecake business, and we'd like to send you and your father and your brother through Valerie, because she's familiar with us. A complimentary cheesecake, and then maybe after that we can sit down and talk some shop.
Where city are you in, my brother?
The capital of California, Sacramento.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's network. Yeah, let's make sure I get your information. Go to MooneyBusinessAndBank.com. Please leave your information there. Watch that video so I have your information. I will call you, and let's talk. Because Sacramento is wide open right now for us to really help economically build that community. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, brother. And I love cheesecake. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Valerie will take care of that. Yeah.
Delicious cheesecake.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay, and thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so.
We got any other questions? No more? Yeah, let's get one.
773-717 before we do a giveaway. And then bring in our sponsor, one of our sponsors today, Ginger Surprise. We're going to get a testimony from them. So 770-717, you're live.
Peace, Valerie. How are you? This is Albert Higgins from Aboriginal Consulting. Just calling in to support the show. And, of course, your guest, Mr. Mooney. Great information.
Hey.
Appreciate
Thank
it
you.
So much. I really do. I'm in the financial sector. I'm a financier, so I teach finance, and I do appreciate the information.
Oh, yes. Oh, appreciate my brother. Appreciate. You go. Make sure you go to that MooneyBusinessAndBank.com, brother. Look at that video, and maybe we can do some business together.
Oh, definitely. I'll do that.
Okay. MooneyBusinessAndBank.com.
Yeah,
just get a question.
Ask a question.
We got.
Do you have a question?
We got cheesecakes and love. We got cheesecakes and love, Valerie. Cheesecakes and love.
Yeah, we need a question. We would love a question. Let me see if I can get the finance guy. Another person. Let's see. 636-253. We're looking for a question so we can give a giveaway. But we definitely appreciate Mr. Lambert and everybody on the spot. Everybody,
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
Chimed in, of course. Yes.
They can be leadways. They can be leadways for us to do some serious business, Valerie.
Yes,
serious business.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Powerful people.
636-253. Hello?
Yes.
Everybody's so shy today. Hi. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Okay. How you doing? You said what?
Hello,
what
brother.
That you said.
Yeah, we're.
That's you, brother. We hear you talk,
question.
Brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah,
we're
getting
a lot of.
You got a man.
Hey,
brother. Hey, brother.
That.
Talk like you got a man. Talk like you got $1 million in your pocket. Come on.
Yeah, you know what, though? Actually, I am headed to that direction because Mooney is nice to meet you. I was trying to look up the business banking stuff that you had on online.
Mooney.
My name is
Mooney.
Yeah, Mooney.
Right. Mooney, Mooney, businessandbank.com. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pull that up. But, yeah, I was fascinated to hear. It's great to hear that information. And I am going to talk like I have $1 million because that's exactly what it's about. You inspired me. I had a lot of inspiration. And then the business stuff that you're speaking of and the wealth that you're talking about, I'm a firm believer that I run a financial company, develop my own software. We have teams outside, like you say, that the international money, the guy that was on the line talking about the Uganda stuff. I know help people over there, the Gender Surprise.
Oh, wow.
Brother Hope, oh, it's awesome. Yeah, again. So I've been doing this for about 20 years myself. I started out about 18, 19, so young, and understanding wealth and all that is true, man. So that was very inspirational. Miss Valerie got me on the line. She wanted me to speak a little bit later after the show. So that's awesome. But I just wanted to say thank you for all that good, wonderful information. Everything you talked about, business, things like that. I have so many people that we didn't help that didn't got funding and finance. And I heard you talk about banks and $50,000 and $100,000. What would you do with it? I'm getting guys funded now, $100,000, $150,000 lines of credit. And it's like, okay, before you get that money, here's what you need to invest in. So I'm helping.
Yeah.
But I do want to contact you with more information just to build this network because I'm in Dallas now. I travel a lot. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. So you know what kind of city that is. It's a hard city to convert because they so that the mind is the negative energy there. I call it the Bermuda Triangle. You know, they got everybody thinking crazy and everybody doing crazy stuff. So I'm trying to change that thought. I'm trying to change that state
there you
mind
go.
By talking to the youth and we doing it. We having an impact. So again, I want to say there this you. Is very very informational, educational, and very inspiring. Again, Mr. Darrell, I appreciate
well, go
that.
To,
so,
go
yeah,
to that. Go to that. Go to that landing page and leave your information, and let's talk offline and see if we can come up with something to work together. Okay.
Okay. What was that, please? Again, let me get it one more time.
Mooney, Mooney, businessandbank.com. Mooney.
Okay.
Business. And bank.com because this will always seem people with great minds and people who are doing the same thing. We can always find a way to work together. Always.
I got you.
Okay.
I see it.
Okay,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Such a pleasure.
Peace and love. All right.
Yes. So definitely hang tight because he's part of the.
Hey, you
so,
told look, Valerie, I'm mad at you, Valerie. I'm so mad at you. You told me a bunch of students was going to be. These some old ass students.
I told you today was the first
hello,
day Del. People got money. People they got money.
Del.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by people got
hey.
Money.
How you doing?
Del, this is Hoshea.
Hey,
You remember me?
Hey, Hosea. Hosea.
Yes. Now,
brother, you know how long it's been since we've seen each other?
Yeah, but I got your brother hooked in here.
Okay.
So, I wanted to ask you a question. Now, all this time I've been trying to get you Ginger Surprise. I'm here in L.A. I've been trying to get you Ginger Surprise. You used to come to the restaurant and eat at our vegan restaurant. You remember that?
Which one?
A Taste of Life, a vegan soul food. We were the only soul food in here in L.A. We were on Vermont and South. We started off at the Catch One.
I used to come to your restaurant, brother.
Exactly. So now my question to you is, we have that product that was in the restaurant now about to hit major situations. And thanks to Daryl and his organization, I did not know what was going on with you because I would have tapped into you a long time ago. But, you know, you knew me as a photographer or as a vegan guy. So we never tapped each other that way. So now my question to you is, you have a black product that's about to make waves. Now, Daryl said something really, really profound. He said something based on the Bermuda Triangle. Do you know I'm originally from Bermuda? You know my oldest brother, Sar Amiel.
Wow.
So when he mentioned the Bermuda Triangle, he didn't know how much he meant or what it meant when it came to the Bermuda Triangle, because I am part of that triangle. So, you tap more into Ginger Surprise as well as what you're doing and what you're saying, but then Ginger Surprise is going to be a major thing. So, Daryl, I'm saying to you, what do we have to do to get you connected to what we're doing?
Well, just like what you do, go to my site,
landing page, leave your information, and let's talk.
Okay. And all of it was very informative.
MooneyBusinessInBank.com. Leave your information, I'll give you a call, and we'll talk.
Okay, I definitely will. In fact, I got your brother. I talked to your brother the day before yesterday, so I'll just send it all to him. But I'll go still to your website to get the information anyway.
Send it to me. Put your information on my site.
Okay. We'll make sure we do it. Now, Donald is part of Ginger Surprise.
Okay.
That was a gentleman that was just talking.
Okay, we'll talk about it, brother. We'll talk about it. No problem.
Okay, now I'm done. Ginger Surprise is done.
Peace and love. Okay.
All right. Yes. Today's show that is one of that is today's sponsor of the show. Well, of course, we got you, Ms. Simone, because you're doing your thing. So you sponsored, of course, your half, and I appreciate you for all the information and for being here. And yeah, we are now down to our last 3 minutes. There are people on the call. There are a lot of numbers. But ain't nobody pressing number one. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, I did tell them that this was a closed session and that we were going to open up the line during part two. So I'm assuming that's why people
I'm feeling real generous. I'm feeling real generous, Valerie.
Okay.
Everybody that called in and everybody that's online, if you can get to them, send them all the newsletter, okay?
Okay.
Send them
all the
newsletter.
Let's see what this last person, and then we'll wrap the show. 818-613, 818-613. Welcome to the show. You're live. How are you today?
I'm good. Philo the Great. I get a newsletter. Cool. Valerie, make sure you send me my newsletter, too.
make sure you get the newsletter.
What I want to say,
definitely, I'm gonna send it to everybody.
But what I want to say is, I'm excited just to hear black excellence at its finest. It's very rare you see a show like this where someone is talking about a black man is talking about investments in other black people and other black individuals and other individuals. Period. But especially amongst us as a race, as a community. Just knowing what to do with money, it's easy to make money, but it's hard to keep it if you don't make the right investments. And a lot of times when you have money and don't make the right investments with it, those be the people who end up doing strange things trying to get back somewhere because they had a taste of something and experienced something before. So it's very smart. It's very wise that if you do become fortunate to come across a large amount of money, is to be smart, invest, get with somebody like Mr. Mooney who can, you know, point you in the right direction. And then not only that, if you have ambitions and you have knowledge and just don't have capital, it, from what I'm hearing, Mr. Mooney is investing in businesses and in people. So that's big. What I'm hearing, I'm smiling. I'm enjoying it. Valerie, keep doing a great thing, bringing people together because this is something people need. This is something people need. We need as a community because it really shows that humanitarians still exist. People who care about the human race as a whole still exist and care about just people as a human being. So when I hear this, I'm smiling because it still shows that people care about one another. And sir, I really applaud what you're doing. Philo the Great. Much love. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. He said something so well, Valerie. It is about the love. It's about the love. It's about the love of our people. It's about the love of our community and see and help each other come up because we cannot do this by ourselves. We got to do this together, you see, and we can link up. See, we can work with anybody. We can work with anybody. The challenge is, can everybody work with us? Because we're the bank. We're the money. Everybody needs money, and we get you the money. And not only do we create investors, but we teach people and get them the money so they can invest in their own dreams and vision, because that's the first priority, is your dreams and vision. And then the real estate and the investment, all that is multiple revenue streams, multiple streams of income that help you when your personal dream and vision may not be happening. All those investments, you could be a millionaire while you're main priority is still trying to grow. You hear what I'm saying? When you understand multiple revenue streams, when you understand multiple streams and sources of income, this is what we got to expand our minds into. It's not just a plan A. Have a plan A, a B, and a C. And those B and C's are your investments.
Definitely.
So
I totally
go to Mooney Business and Bank .com. Watch that 12-minute video. You will see the great, our leader, Mr. C, talking on that video. If you like what you see, leave your information. I will contact you, Platinum Coach Trainer Investor Daryl Mooney. You know me as a comedian. You know me as an actor. You know me as all these things. But my biggest contribution is helping get this money to our community. That's my number one contribution in this lifetime.
Definitely, definitely. Yes. And I just wanted to allow, because there's so much West Coast love on the board. I see a lot of, a lot of West Coast. I'm starting
West
to
feel Coast love
here because everybody, all this West Coast love. Look at this. Miss Andrea, I think this is her number. There's a lot of 323, so I'm just kind of in the blind. In the dark here, 323-338, 323-338. Is that Miss Andrea? Andrea. She keeps saying you say Andrea. It's a southern thing. But, okay. And here's another, just the last one. This will be the last one of the day because we're in overtime at this point. 858-322. I know that this is a Facebook love. 858-322. 858-322.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't push the one, but I'm here.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting you on the spot because there's so much West Coast love, so I just want you to come in and say hello. But, Mr. Mooney, we got to get some more students in here because I see people on the board, but nobody's pressing the one. So I think we're all waiting. They got their questions because we're out of time, and maybe I'm just going to assume because they want to have time to ask the question. I don't know, but I do know that we gave everybody a wealth of information today. It was definitely more than I was expecting to give. So,
I listened. I listened.
I want to
say
I appreciate everybody.
I want to say I listen. I just wanted to make sure y'all let him know, let you know. Most of the time, we get the information nowadays. What we need to do is listen. Most of the time, because somebody's gonna ask a question. Somebody asks a question we already gonna ask, or somebody may not say something, and then Mr. Mooney will answer. But I got the website, so I can hold my questions and answers and all that, and let y'all show keep going on. I'll get with him later. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Do you have a question, though, brother? But do you have a question? Do you have a question, my brother?
No, my question is, well, I don't really have too much of a question because, you know, money ain't really something that I have a problem with. But I wanted to ask you, though, how are you helping these people? Where are you getting your money from?
The banks. We have access, like I said, we have access to over 100 banks across the country. We get the money through the banks by way of your credit score. You don't need no documents. All you need is a credit score. We have a system. Our underwriters have been in business for the last 12, 13 years. They are experienced. They are established. They have a relationship with these 100 banks across the country. This means that you will not get a line of credit by way of your local bank. Your line of credit may come from a bank in Ohio. Bank of America in L.A. and the Bank of America in Ohio have different rules and different regulations. We have access to 100 of them across the country. Our underwriters do, and they get the money. Simple, and we get your credit score ready so you can be bankable. See, there's a lot of people who get your credit score up, but just because you have a 700 credit score does not mean you are bankable. You have to have your credit score specifically where it's ready to be bankable, and not only one round of funding, but think about this. We're talking about every 6 to 7 months you get a new round of funding. So therefore, you have to be educated, coached, and trained and taught how to manage your property so the banks say, hey, this person is an awesome steward of their money. Let's give them some more money. You ever heard of the thing, the rich get richer? Well, that's what it is. If you take care of your money, the banks will take care of you. And all of a sudden, instead of the bank being your enemy, they become your very best friend.
That sounds wonderful. So that means that tell me that you help people with low credit scores to get it up then, because a lot of people today ain't got no credit.
Thank you. We have a credit cleaning. Credit restoration, and a credit building program where Mr. C himself, first 200 people, right, this is only going to last so long, the first 200 people, he actually every 90 days, because it's every 90-day process, our system is set up for a 6 to 8 to 12 to 18-month process because you got to be patient. When you hear on that commercial, when you hear that person that says, I got 27,000 dollars. That's me, and that was just then. So far, I've gotten $55,000, and right now I'm in a $200,000 funding program right now. So this is you got to be patient. You got it's a mushroom effect. They did a study on children. Do they want the two mushrooms that'll take a little while to get, or do they want the one mushroom right now? Not mushroom, but marshmallow. Marshmallow effect. They picked the one marshmallow because they want it right now. We got to have the patience so we can have the two mushrooms later. What does that mean? Don't go for the $500 now. Go for the $50,000 later.
Well, I understand that. I mean, because the white mushrooms is white. You don't want no white mushroom. You want it to burn it in the fire so it turn black.
Yeah, there you go. The marshmallows.
All right.
Yeah, put the marshmallows in the fire. So the brother said, I already got my money. Look, if you got $1 million, go for the billion. Keep going, because the more money you have, the more money we can help. And our people need help, 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 help. We need institutions. We need schools. We need businesses. We need to create a new economic society that we control it, we own it, we rule it, we on top of it, where we become masters of our destiny rather than slaves to somebody else's destiny.
Right. And on that note, I definitely want to thank you, Mr. Mooney. I appreciate everything you said. And the one thing that I wrote that I wrote real big on the top of my page is we are born to be rich, but programmed to be poor. And that it was so profound, so deep. It was insane. Definitely, I totally believe that today you introduced a way to crack the code, and I love you so much for that. I appreciate all that you do, and we're definitely going to do, you know, follow up because people need to get this information. I learned a lot today. I appreciate you, you know, for all that you commit to this industry and to your academic. There's no better way to say it except just to give you this a round of applause.
I humbly bow to you, my queen. Can I put a dollar in your slipper? In fact, $100 bill in your slipper. Thank you very much. I love you. I love you and appreciate you. All right.
Thank you.
Give us
social media and that website again. Are you on social media as well?
Yes, I am. Daryl Mooney. Yes, Daryl Mooney. And we got to become friends. We haven't hooked up yet as friends. www.mooneybusinessandbank.com. Because I got to give you these links to, like, a program tomorrow, the show. I got the flyer and all that. So let's become friends today so
okay.
I can send you these links. Okay, because I want people to sign up, and if they're in L.A., the people who are in the box and they're in the L.A. County area, they need to be there at the meeting tomorrow so they can meet the people who run this business and they can get their real estate. There's one thing, high tech is one thing, but high touch is another, where you can meet and talk to people who are about that. Then you can get questions answered that you can't get answered through technical-wise. Meet and
Definitely.
Greet. Let's feel the energy. Let's share the wealth for real. Let's share the wealth because it's about relationships too. That's part of the wealth.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be around here hating, being mad and angry and hating each other, making money. It's got to be about love and positive relationships because that's part of the wealth. That's part of the wealth. Okay?
Right. Yes.
All right.
Thank you
okay,
so
well,
much.
Thank you so much, my sister. Thank you. That's www.mooneybusinessandbank.com. Mooneybusinessandbank.com. Watch that 12-minute video. I will get back to you, and let's wealth talk and not broke talk.
Hey, man. I appreciate you. And I'll talk to you on the other side again. Thank you so
okay.
much. I can't say thank
you
enough.
Thank
you. Biggest round of applause I could possibly give you.
All right. Bye now.
Today's
okay.
show is
Thank
sponsored
you.
By Ginger Surprise. Ginger is revered as a universal medicine. Please contact Hoshea or visit gingersurprise.com for details.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm actor, filmmaker Frank Velasco, and this is my Ginger Surprise, and I'm very excited to get it. I've been on a hunt for many years since I first met Hoshea, and I have been in love with the product ever since I tried it. Not only is it delicious, but it's packed with ginger. You can taste in every sip. And I absolutely think that with the health benefits and how delicious it is a miracle drink. I'm really excited to have it. I just got 2 gallons. I'm going to be back for a bunch more. Thank you very much, Hoshea. This is an incredible drink, and I'm going to be very excited to drink a lot of it. So good. You got to try it.